performance for you. Finally, having the chance to play 60 minutes in front of your new home fans here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's exciting. Everybody played good tonight, top to bottom. You see guys blocking shots. You see big saves by Preams at the end there. So I think anytime you get a team effort, it's exciting from the coaching staff down. We're excited to win, and we like the vibe we're feeling right now.
You've just arrived in this team, but have you ever seen a committed team like it is right now? I mean, everybody's ready to sacrifice themselves.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody's focused, dialed into attention to detail every day. I think Joel's harping on our details every day, and I think we're executing, and it's paying off for us. So I think we keep following the game plan. They're providing us with good game plans and ways that we're able to find ways to win. And as long as we execute, I think we should be good here.
You've just listened to Noah Jolson. I mean, this guy has come from way back and is finally ready to play. And I thought he really looked good out there. What was your perspective about him in this play?
Yeah, so I got to spend some time with Jules. I got injured right when I got here too. So my first week and a half, 2 weeks here was all spent with him. And you could just see the character he has, the type of guy he is, the effect he has in the dressing room. And just even learning tonight just how much he affects us. Everybody in the dressing room's behind him, the coaching staff's behind him. And I didn't even realize how big of a part of the team he was until he steps in the lineup and he has that effect on the dressing room. It's pretty cool to watch.
Are you guys aware about what's going on right now with the coronavirus? I mean, the NBA just suspended their season. This is a lot of stuff going on in the sports world, especially. Are you worried about this weekend's game here?
I think it's hard not to worry at this point. I think worldwide everybody's aware of it, and that's all you see on the news right now. So I'm hoping the doctors can find a way to put a stop to it, and we got to keep our sports.
What's the vibe in the locker room right now? Because you guys are in a bit of a tear, right? You need 7 out of 8, but you have to win. You have to almost double that to get into the playoffs. So what's the vibe in the locker room right now?
I think the staff's doing a good job of keeping us humble. You could tell sometimes at games when you start rolling in a period or something, and then you come out the next period a little flat. So I think maybe that happened a little bit today, but then Pez is able to jump in and get us going again, though. So I think as long as we're all working together to keep each other motivated throughout 60 minutes, we're definitely a hard team to play against.
This is a terrific team that's coming home this weekend. Binghamton, they've been on a tear right now. Pretty much the best team in the league right now. Will you guys be up to the challenge?
Yeah, I think we've been preparing for this game for longer than we know to. So I think these two games are pretty much our lives in our own hands. So I don't think you'd rather have it any other way. You don't want to wait for teams to try and beat a certain team and for you to slip in. You want to take it in your own hands. So I think we have an opportunity here this weekend.
And Jake, he came with you from the Penguins organization. He's had some success lately. Can you talk to us about him? Like, what's made him successful in the last couple of games?
He's a very coachable guy. I mean, every attention to detail, he's all over it. I can ask him questions, even though he's the first year guy and I'm a fifth year guy. He's good. He's focused every day, and he knows where to go. He's got a good nose for the net, and now he's playing with players that are able to find him. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets on a roll.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.